This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll free, you bring up what you want, and we're launching into the third hour of the show. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian
and Mark.
To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Russ is in Virginia listening to WLNI-FM in Lynchburg. Hello, Russ.
Hey, how's it going? I've got a question about this whole protest issue with the six people who were arrested. This from the Women's March in D.C.?
That wasn't made clear. It was the protest during the inauguration, but it's not clear.
So I was kind of curious about that because, I mean, the whole thing is maybe they're looking at it as, well, they're part of the whole organizational process here with protesters. As, like you said, could be screening the people, and it could be a conspiracy issue, but I don't know.
Just to clarify, for listeners just tuning in, you're referring to a court case where six people have been charged, one of them a purported journalist, for being somewhere where other people were committing acts of violence or...
If they're committing acts of violence, these folks could be, maybe they're standing there in front of the police as a barrier. Who knows? I mean, it could be, you know, weirder things have happened, but... Besides that, I mean,
we're seeing a transition
in our society now where, people are getting crucified in the media for something that happened 40 years ago. Okay, did we do this with Ted Kennedy? No. Did we do this with Bill Clinton? No.
Are you referring to sex abuse?
Al Franken included, Roy Moore, whoever.
Now, Al Franken was within the last couple decades, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Current, I believe if they have current issues, yes. They should either, they should be reprimanded definitely as far as resignation, case by case, thing. I mean, if somebody gropes somebody, that's at least a misdemeanor sexual battery.
Yeah.
If it's rape, obviously prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. And you guys mentioned something earlier about if you're arrested and you don't agree to go with them, they beat you to death. Guys, come on now. That's completely anti-blue, okay? And I'm very back blue very much. I mean, law enforcement isn't necessary in our country. And if you're starting on the whole anarchy...
Unfortunately, we're going to have to hit the dump button because the F-word's not allowed. But apparently he gets really upset. He said you're anti-blue?
Yeah, I guess the idea is that I hate police, and I work with police on a relatively regular basis as a fireman.
Uh-huh.
I will, however, say that every law... basically carries the death penalty. And the reason is if you don't comply with let's take a speeding ticket for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to put colored lights on the roof of my car and chase down people who did things I didn't like, I would be a lunatic and likely shot and killed.
Right.
However, if I have the right car with the right colored lights
and carry the right badge,
yeah, then essentially if somebody chooses not to pull over for you, and, you know, I can list story after story after story of where somebody pretended to be a police officer,
sure,
or where police officers, you know, broke the law in this instance or that instance, and why somebody may not want to stop on the side of the road to be pulled over by a police officer if they don't know what the reason is. But it doesn't matter, because they will be supported to the end of the earth if that police officer decides they're going to shoot out the tires, they're going to ram the person off the road,
Both of which could be a deadly thing to do.
Right. They're going to fire their weapon. There's going to be all kinds of circumstances. Look, I didn't drag it there, but the caller seems to want to bring it there, and I'm happy to address that issue. Yes, I think we do need security services. No, I don't think that we are getting the best security services for our money. And the only way that I know to provide better services in any area of life is competition.
Hmm.
And so I think we would be better off with far fewer laws, and those laws enforced by people that were accountable for their actions. So in the case of Philando Castile, a gentleman who is a licensed handgun carrier being killed because the cop believed he was going for his gun after the cop asked him for his license and registration.
Right.
And this guy in the hallway who's gunned down while he's on his hands and knees because, well, he looked like his hand was going to his waistband, these kind of things. No, I don't think that's acceptable. I don't think that's a high level of customer service and what we should be getting for our security dollar.
Well, right. The only place you get a high level of customer service is when you're not dealing with monopolies. I mean, typically monopolies are not known for being good with their customers. The reason is they don't have to be. They know that if they treat the customers like crap, well, they're the monopoly. So if you want that product or service, you got to keep coming to them. And in the case of government, it's even worse because they're the coercive monopoly. They're the ones who force you to accept their services, whether you like it or not, whether you appreciate the work that they're doing or not. They're going to charge you the same exact amount, and that amount's going to be entirely arbitrary based on whatever the politicians decide to pass as far as the tax rates and that kind of thing. And they're always raising them, so it's not like, you get a good deal because you complain or that they're going to give you a break or anything like that. They don't have to. They're not interested in customer service.
Yeah, the caller called me an anarchist, and this has been leveled at me on a regular basis. I am not an anarchist. I don't fit that definition.
Someone who doesn't believe in rulers,
right? Well, I mean that's the term as if you break it down etymologically.
Mm-hmm.
But an anarchist is basically a communist that doesn't believe that you have to move through socialism to reach anarchism.
Not all anarchists are communists, though. Some of them are capitalists. Right?
No, they're not.
No?
They can use that term if they wish.
Some people do. They call themselves anarcho-capitalists.
There was a gentleman named Murray Rothbard who coined that term.
Mm-hmm.
Murray Rothbard was a genius, there's no doubt about it. But that doesn't mean that everything that Murray Rothbard did was correct.
So you're saying all those people calling themselves anarchists, they're not anarchists?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Why?
Well, first off, etymologically, the term anarchist means no ruler.
Yep.
If your body had no ruler, you would either lay on the floor lifeless or you would flip around like a fish. Your body has a ruler. It's your self-rule.
So what you're saying
is... So you would be an auto-archist if you want to use the term etymologically.
So what you're saying is...
So I have now defeated the term both historically and etymologically.
I'm with you, man. I'm not an anarchist either. I'm just saying some people call themselves that. What it sounds to me like you're actually saying is no one could be an anarchist. Not just the capitalists.
I disagree. Well, I think
that communists couldn't either.
You can take the historical definition of anarchist, which is a communist that does not believe that you need to travel through socialism, and that's a historical definition.
Historical definition, okay.
But if you are a libertarian who likes to argue with socialists about which one of you is an anarchist, please don't include me in your conversations, because I am bored with that particular conversation. No, libertarians believe in liberty. That is a term that we can come up with. I'll even go so far as to say voluntarists believe in voluntary interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But, an anarchist can't have no rulers because one must rule oneself.
Let's continue here. Heinrich is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Heinrich.
Yes. I was born in East Germany.
Yeah.
And I'd like, these people who are protesting or complaining about the OS... They have no idea what it's like to live in a country where the freedoms are truly taken away. And when I lived in East Germany, this was before the warfare. You understand what I'm saying here?
Uh-huh.
And you could be stopped anytime for any reason. No reasonable search and seizure. We didn't have those laws.
There's no doubt there are worse places on Earth than one could be.
Oh, there are very worse places. I kind of feel like now some of the African American people in America will go through this sometimes. But in their case, they're in a mostly African American community, and the police deal with them on a regular basis.
I'm not sure what the point is.
I wouldn't care what my color is. I would like to be treated as an individual.
I know, but the thing is I've lived here many decades.
Hang on, Heinrich. I want to bring you back here in a moment. Because just because Germany has been worse at certain points than the United States is today doesn't mean that I don't know if this is what he's saying, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't speak out about problems here, right? $8.55
is better, right?
$4.50 free, like freedom, because there's plenty of problems here, and we shouldn't turn a blind eye to those. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for 1, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Bessies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid not attorney's. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Kyle, toll free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, want to make sure you know that Anarchapulco is coming up, and it's coming up fast. We are 2 months away from this event. It is not too late for you to get tickets and join us and a bunch of great speakers. I don't know if we're going to be speaking, Mark. We haven't been invited to do that, but they could happen. But definitely speaking will be G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, a Free Talk Live favorite, Julia Taraski, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan, as well as live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. There's networking events, there's parties. Anarchapulco last year was amazing. I think it's taken the trophy as the best, most fun party kind of libertarian anarchist convention out there. It has taken that crown from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's not just Anarchapulco. There's also Cryptopulco, which is the very last day of the February 15th through the 18th event, Cryptopulco being completely focused on cryptocurrency. And then there's additional events that you can pay extra and attend, like the Health and Wellness Retreat, Change Media University with Luke Radowski, and an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. And I don't think that's it. I don't believe that's an exhaustive list. You can go to...
No, there's more.
Yeah, you can go to anarchapulco.com and see the full list of what you can do, and use code FTL when you register for your tickets to get 10% off the regular tickets price. So once again, code FTL for 10% off over at anarchapulco.com. It's going to be happening at the beautiful Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, February 15th through the 18th. We'll be broadcasting there, and we'll look forward to seeing you. Heinrich was on the line a moment ago. He dropped off during the break, but I just quickly wanted to address what he'd brought up, because it's not the first time we've heard this statement, things in this other country now or in the past have been worse or are worse than in the United States. And I don't know if he was going to get to this part, but frequently it's like, so why don't you shut up about what's going on here?
Right. Well, let's presume that I don't know what he was going to do, and yeah. I'm not going to presume one way or the other. I can say that we are currently on a historical curve that has gone from tyranny, that goes from tyranny to freedom.
Okay.
And I believe now that we have more freedom than people have had up until now.
I think there's a strong argument for that.
And I hope that freedom continues to increase over time.
Yes.
That freedom will not continue to increase over time without, as it was stated by Jefferson, the blood of patriots and tyrants. Now, I don't think we need actual blood much anymore.
Okay.
Although, I can't say that I weeped, racking sobs when Gaddafi or Hussein were killed. I didn't. Now, into their vacuum has gone some terrible things, and that is simply a lesson in foreign policy that the American people will refuse to acknowledge, whatever. That doesn't make a difference. But the important part is that without somebody pointing out, A, what liberty is, and B, what tyranny is, people will continue to ignore it. The United States has moved from, in my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
number one or two, depending on the list, on the world's freest places, because Hong Kong isn't a country.
Was U.S. ever that high on that list?
It was number two, yes, in the 90s.
Huh.
I can look it up for you.
Because I thought it was always like Hong Kong and Singapore at the top.
Yeah, Singapore got freer.
They did, okay.
But
they've been on the top for a while.
The United States has moved from number two to somewhere in around 20.
Yeah.
This is happening, Mr. and Mrs. America, while you care about whether or not your favorite, the football players are standing up for your favorite song. Right? Like, this is the kind of fiddling while Rome burns crap that passes for news in the United States. So, yes, the United States is a pretty nice place to live. Yes, we could be freer with a few tweaks. Yes, we could be even freer with a few more tweaks.
Yeah.
And yes, patriots, the good guys are talking about those tweets, those tweaks that can be made. The bad guys are telling them to shut up. That's what history has always been. That, history has always been, hey, the slaves, it's not great to be a slave, but they had it pretty good. You don't need to, that's a piece of information you don't need to share. So, ladies and gentlemen, We only advocate for freedom because we want your children's lives to be better. The man who created...
I want my life to be better.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just don't think we'll get significantly more freedom in our lifetimes. The man who created the fuel injection system did not hate cars. He didn't hate... Mr. Bausch did not hate cars because he wanted to replace the carburetor. All I'm saying is that your government can serve you better. I'm not saying you don't need a government. I'm saying your government doesn't need to enforce its will on other people.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Paul is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Yes.
Hey.
There's an amazing fact most people seem to ignore.
Tell me.
That your city and most cities in California, in 1 hour, get enough solar energy to run the whole city for a year if you structure it correctly.
Really?
And,
well, yeah, we're in New Hampshire, so I don't know if that's the same thing, but do get a lot of sun.
Yeah, it might be 2 hours. But I lived in Germany for a while in this one city where they were doing this, Freiburg, Germany. If you want to see it, just go there. The university is free, by the way. You can enroll there and go for free. Anybody wants to go to college for free. But the what they do is they build these fourplex houses, each with 100 solar panels, and they've built thousands of them. They passed a law, which Maine is passing, by the way, the same law, that will require the utilities of Maine to pay solar homeowners 33 cents a kilowatt hour. Now, in Germany, the law was 99 cents a kilowatt hour because they decided to
pay 15 cents a kilowatt hour for power here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's standard across the nation, but Maine is going to 33, and you really, if you're really serious, you have to start at 99 and then drop it down as more people adopt.
Well, the problem
that's a price control, and price controls tend not to work well. When you pervert the marketplace with high-priced energy and force the marketplace to buy high-priced energy, you're not going to really
screw up incentives. You screw up incentives when you mess with economics like that. So, you know, what you're talking about is basically subsidizing people who've put solar on their houses. That's not fair.
Yes. Well, it is because, if you think about it, because you're paying the pioneers to shift our economy away from oil.
But that's just your opinion.
Coal.
Well, you want to shift away from oil, gas, and coal, and I do too. But who is to say that solar is the winner?
Well,
you're picking the
politicians,
all
apparently.
Energy, all energy on Earth comes from the sun. Whether it's wind,
but solar power may not be the most efficient way to get power. I'll say it's more efficient than the wind, but, you know, maybe some places
all energy on Earth
better.
Does not come from the sun. Coal does not come from the sun.
It did.
Everything has
actually
energy within it. How has coal come from the sun?
Because it's dead plants that at one point came from the sun. So, yes, he's correct in that way. The sun is the center of power in our solar system.
All right, there's more coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purified, treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can. Because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about the bad economics of subsidizing one competing form of an industry over another one. In this case, power generation is what Paul in San Francisco brought up. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
We're going to also tell you how to get some great deals on your shopping for this holiday season. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links to Walmart there, as well as Amazon Canada and Amazon UK, plus Newegg US and Canada, both available there over at shop.freetalklive.com. And any of those links that you shop through, Free Talk Live will benefit from your purchases if you go to shop.freetalklive.com. So Paul is on the line with us here in San Francisco, and he's back on the air. You'd called in to say, Paul, that the state of Maine is going to be doing something similar to what happened in Germany with subsidizing solar power generation, meaning that people that have solar power panels on their house that generate more power than is necessary to run their home then would get paid
to feed back into the grid
at 30. You said what? What did you say? What, 33 cents per kilowatt hour?
Yes, Ontario, Canada, it's 88 cents. In Japan, it's 53 cents.
Yeah, all of that's bad economics. It doesn't matter what the amount is that the subsidy is. You're throwing off the incentives for people to, you know, do research into new technology, for instance. Because if everybody knows they can get this big, you know, payout from the government-mandated laws that have been put into place by throwing solar panels up, that may mean that there's not as much investment going into other alternatives that may actually yield better power than solar power does. That's one reason why. Plus, it's just not fair to basically force other people to pay something that they otherwise might not want or, you know, have the incentives to pay for this participation in this program. You're essentially subsidizing solar power people with the power bills of everybody else in the area. That's not fair. That's kind of like stealing or favoritism, and I don't know. That doesn't strike me as very fair, Paul.
No, what it is, it's the idea that everybody has to participate in this crisis we are in.
So what's the crisis?
The crisis is, well, take Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's gone to the extreme. Puerto Rico now has no grid. The only business in Puerto Rico that survived the hurricane was a guy who had built a house with 244 solar panels to power his nursery. Mm-hmm. So he still had electricity after the hurricane for his two water pumps, his 40 employees, electricity, the computers, his 20 kids that live on this farm. That was the only business in Puerto Rico that survived.
Yeah, that's great.
The grid went. Yeah,
and we should
great.
Publicize.
Everybody in Puerto Rico is.
We should publicize that, right?
His name, if you want to look him up, is Hector Santiago. But don't.
Right. Are you saying that the crisis is the centralization of the power grid, or the fact that power is expensive?
Yes.
Or
yes, exactly. You've got
it. I agree that the centralization of power is a bad thing. We need to have decentralized power generation.
But what if I want to buy a thorium reactor rather than putting in the money for solar panels? Should I be able to do that?
Let me point out one amazing scientific advance that has gone from just like the dial self, the telephone you used to have on a counter that was connected to wires. There's now been a major jump in the last month in solar panels that you've probably never heard of. All of a sudden now there's a new invention, and you can look it up online. It's called a company called NewGen. You go to Go NewGen. They have invented a solar panel that follows the sun.
Yeah, I've actually read about that, yeah.
This is a major breakthrough. This is the cell phone of telephones. This is
That's very cool, but you didn't answer Mark's question. He had a question for you.
So if I want to put a thorium salt reactor at my house and power, you know, my house and maybe, 50 houses around me or whatever. Right. Well, but the problem is that you're forcing the power company to buy from me at inflated rates.
You'd get a subsidy even though you're not solar?
I guess.
Yeah, I thought this was only for solar panels.
Right. No. If you can develop something like thorium and feed it onto the grid, you should get paid. I think Maine is going to be too low. If you do the math, you have to start out at a rate like
the only thing
49.
That. See, here's your problem, Paul. It's centralized. You're centralized. So you're against centralized power, but you're trying to solve it by centralizing the pricing on what these things are supposed to be worth. If it's worth something, yes, you are. You're allowing politicians to make these decisions for you. Now, you agree or disagree with how much they've chosen, but you agree with the central concept that some government should decide what power fed back into the grid is worth.
Right.
And what should be deciding that are the people that are running these power suppliers. If they feel as though it's worth it to buy power from people feeding them power, they will come up with a price and offer that price. Now, if we actually had
they may not. They may attempt to collude like a cartel and refuse to give you anything for the power that you feed
them. Well, then
don't
sell them
the
any power. I mean, just disconnect from the grid.
Well,
what I was going to say was that we don't actually have a competitive marketplace in power supply.
We don't have a competitive marketplace. The government allots space for the power companies to put their poles on the ground, so the government could have a say in what people pay, you know, get paid to feed power back onto the grid.
They could, because they're the government and they can force it on people. Paul, thanks for the call. I appreciate the discussion here
tonight. It's not just forcing it on. If the power goes across my land and I decide that that's a term of, that I'm going to negotiate in, then that's just the way it is. The power companies enjoy essentially a government-instituted monopoly because they're
that's
the only
a problem.
Ones that it's not that I don't know it's a problem, Ian. But
I'm not saying you don't know that.
When you say that somebody has to pay, that the power company has to pay four times the going rate for power
I
from somebody,
haven't said that.
Well, that's what that guy was saying.
Okay.
Four times the going rate of for power. Because it came from an individual, then you're perverting the marketplace.
Absolutely.
The worst case, the best case scenario.
But the marketplace is already perverted.
Is that the government says, look, about how much do you pay for power? Fine. then that's what you have to pay people who are feeding power back into the grid. And mandate that number, and that's the best way you can do it.
I don't think the government should be mandating anything.
I don't think the government should have public right-of-ways where power companies put lines.
Yeah.
But they do, Ian.
I understand that. The government needs to get out of the way so the marketplace can provide power in whatever way that is necessary. Maybe that's a combination of centralized power plants versus decentralized, you know, thorium reactors or solar panels or whatever. Let the market decide. Deregulate. We've seen a little bit of that up here. Here in New Hampshire, where they deregulated, I believe it's the suppliers of the power. So when you look at the power bills here, which this never happened down in Florida where I was from. I don't know, maybe they've done it since then, but when I was down there, they hadn't. When you look at the power bill here, you see two items. There's the supplier, which you can change. So there's competition in the area of the supplier. And then there's the it used to be called PSNH, now it's called Eversource, but that's like the power company in New Hampshire, and they do the delivery of the power. So Eversource can be the supplier and the deliverer, or you can change the supplier, and there's always some company that's pitching their supply services and,
sure,
you know, mailings that
go
out.
They basically just do billing.
Who does billing?
The ones that are pitching that aren't Eversource.
Eversource does the billing.
Yeah, but they're billing through the company that does the
Eversource
supplier.
Does the billing for the supplier.
Okay.
Yeah, the bills come from Eversource, and it shows you who your
supplier is. The telephone company has said that they will deliver me power. I am highly skeptical that
really?
They are delivering me power.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, yeah. There's when all kinds of companies that are saying...
Oh, you're talking about Fairpoint, the telephone company.
Anybody
offering...
who can print a bill
yeah.
can
no, no,
claim
no.
to be your power
no, you're
company.
You're confused. No, you're confused. What you're talking about, the phone company Fairpoint does offer supply of power through the Eversource lines. They're not delivering you power over the phone lines or something like
no,
that.
No, I didn't say that they
yeah,
were, Ian.
Right.
I'm saying that any dullard with a dot matrix printer at this point can claim to be a power company, but all they are is a front for Eversource.
Okay, then I guess I don't know how it works. How can they deliver? How can they supply power and claim they're the supplier?
What are they
if you're
on a stationary
Eversource?
Bike making electricity? Come on, man.
I don't know where they get the power.
Power
from.
Companies, the power plants are still the power plants.
Okay. Yep, you caught me. I don't
billers.
Know exactly where they get that power from, Mark, and I don't know if you do either. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, we got the AMP program that allows you to get behind Free Talk Live for $5 a month, or you can use Bitcoin. So PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin, it's up to you, over at amp.freetalklive.com. We take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board. We got two new stations on over the past week, so once again, welcome to our new affiliates in Chicago and Tacoma. You can go to affiliates.freetalklive.com if you want to see our full list of over 160 radio stations from coast to coast. We're also up on satellite. We also podcast, and we live stream, so there's a lot of different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears or others' ears, but if you want to help us with our mission of spreading the ideas of liberty, peace, cryptocurrency, then please join the AMP program and get some of the cool perks that the amplifiers receive over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMPamp.freetalklive.com. I did check, Mark, your claims, that sounded false to me, and you were incorrect. Suppliers are the companies that are selling power to Eversource that they then sell to you. They deliver. Eversource delivers that power. And, yes, they have their own supply side, so you don't have to choose one of these alternatives. We're talking about a semi-deregulated power situation here in New Hampshire. But I don't know where they're getting it from, Mark, but Fairpoint has an energy division that somehow gets power and sells it to you through the power company called Eversource.
Right. So that doesn't change my fundamental claim, which is this is just a billing issue. Is these people are buying the power from the people that Eversource bought its power from, and then they're selling it to Eversource. So you've had
a lower rate than Eversource.
Decentralized billing, and that's all.
No, you didn't decentralize billing. Eversource does the billing. They handle the bills. So they handle the delivery, the billing, they handle the service of the lines, things like that. It's just that these other companies are selling them the power.
This is decentralization without decentralization.
It's not full decentralization.
It's not even close. The people who produce the power still produce the power. The people who supply the grid and fix the grid still supply the grid and fix the grid. The people who buy the power and then sell it to the company that previously bought the power and sold it to...
No, I don't think that's what's happening. I think they're actually just billing you for the power that is being provided by these other companies. I don't think that Eversource is allowed to mark that up. I think that's part of this decentralization that has gone on here. Now, it's not full decentralization in that Eversource is still the delivery system. There aren't nine sets of power lines.
I don't care about one state's policy as far as energy goes. Please,
okay.
Take some
well, calls. I just thought it was important to correct you because you don't know what you're talking about.
You
I don't really know
either.
What I'm talking about either, but I know a little bit more because I actually look at the power bills and read things about this, and you don't even know who bills you, Mark. Do you pay the power bills at your house?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. All right, so let's
who
move on.
Who makes your
here.
Power?
Let's
who,
go to
who
David.
Supplies your grid?
He's in Manchester, New Hampshire. Other companies make the power. The suppliers are other companies. The delivery system is the main power company. Who can be your supplier if you decide to not change to one of these competitors that in many cases offers you cheaper power in New Hampshire and other states around here? Anyway, David, you're on Free Talk Live calling from New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Hi, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
So first off, I want to say what you guys are referring to is energy deregulation. This happened 10 years ago. The government chopped them up into three sections. You got your production, you got your delivery, and you got your supply.
Mm-hmm.
The power companies had to sell off all the plants. So, for
really?
Example, Niagara Falls, all the nuclear plants and whatnot. So those plants, they sell power to the power companies for their grid. It is then
okay.
The power company that takes what they just paid and then puts in their fluff and bills you. So when you have, for example, solar, and you're pumping power into the grid, they're going to pay you what they're charging their customers for their power.
That doesn't make much sense to me. If they've got to pay for the electrical lines that run between me and my neighbor next door, why should they not at least get some money to be able to maintain those power lines?
They do. It's right, delivery service.
Do you guys have a computer in front of you?
We
do, but to answer your question, they do get money. It's for the delivery side of the bill.
I see. So they pay the 15
line item like crazy.
Yes, that's
true. There's one line called supply. That is where you can get your competition. So, for example, one of my customers with Ambit here, if you go to ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com, they're one of my customers, and the site explains everything about energy and your billing and all that stuff. Smart meters with solar. If you go to solar.ambitrabbit.com, I have all that on there as well on how the smart
and
meters
it's
work.
Ambit
to
Rabbit?
Do the, yes, ambitrabbit.com.
AMBIT?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, David, thanks for the heads up. Thanks for the info. I appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's talk to, I think we've got Dan in Newport News, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's been
yes, sir.
A couple of years since I called you guys.
Welcome back. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I wanted to say you were, someone was criticizing you for saying it's like this in this country, but you should appreciate what it is in other countries. I think maybe we're getting it wrong in the explanation. It's the last time we landed in the United States, I think maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, as we were landing, I said, I know the United States is not perfect. We have an awful lot of problems that we have to fix here. But we just came in from the third world country, Ecuador, and I think what we're maybe saying is be careful what you wish for. When you wish for too much freedom, example, I just talked to my son-in-law and was telling him that we were in agricultural country down there in Ecuador. My wife's family owns 2 plantations and 3 farms. And so we saw the wealthy and we saw the poor and we saw what it is to wash your clothes in the river and to not have access at all to medical care. And he said to me, wow, that sounds like absolute freedom. And I said, well, why don't you ask the people there who are living that life if they feel like that's absolute freedom? I think the last time I talked to Mark, he had said that living, maybe not having roads and living on a horse, for transportation would be the way to go. Let me tell you, it's not. It's not. And nobody is saying, believe.
All right, so I'm a little confirmed
or deny whether or not I said that only having a horse as transportation would be freedom, because I say lots of crazy things on the air because I do live radio 21 hours a week for the last 15 years. But I will say that Ecuador doesn't rank very high on either the Heritage Foundation or the Free the World chart of economic freedom. So I wouldn't call Ecuador free.
No, nobody on this show would ever say that not having water or clean water or, you know, health services is in any way freedom. Freedom is the absence of coercion. Freedom is the lack of having some stranger out there telling you how to live your life, how much to pay them in order to continue living your life, and how to obey them in order to continue living your life the way you want. That's the antithesis of freedom, is control by somebody else that you haven't consented to controlling you. It has nothing to do with the circumstances or the pleasures or lack thereof of the lifestyle around you. I don't really understand what you're getting at.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm getting at. I think that we can all agree on that. I think government here in the United States is much too strong, but without some government regulation, what you get is they have in Colombia and other countries where the corporations come in and they spend all this money just telling you that everything's fine while they're poisoning and your family. And we need government. We need people that we can trust. And I'm not saying the people in the United States are trustworthy.
That's really the crux, though, is you need people you can trust. But China has a nice, strong central government, and their rivers are poisoned as hell. Government and poison rivers don't really correspond in any way. The EPA poisoned a river, a portion of the tributary of the Colorado River recently, and who was held account? Who went to jail?
Well, I think
who was fined? And the answer is nobody, because when the government does it, they don't even have to say sorry.
Dan, you can't, and thank you for the call, you can't trust the state. You cannot trust the government. You can't trust human beings with power over other people. Even if the person who you're talking about is some sort of paragon of virtue right now, as soon as you put power into that person's hands, it will go to their head. We've talked in the past about the scientific studies that show how human beings behave when they get a hold of power. And it's disturbing as hell. And nobody should be allowed to have it over anybody else. I don't care how good of a person that they are.
The biggest polluter in the United States, I've read, is the United States government. If you expect the watchers to watch themselves, well, frankly, you're just going to get the same thing we've always got.
Right, and regulations have always been subject to regulatory capture and those very same corporations writing the regulations in the first place. We'll see you tomorrow. Sorry to anybody that didn't get on. Call us tomorrow night. We'll get you on then. Meantime, join us at freetalklive.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.